Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up? This is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This is Ari. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Anya.
Hi.
What up? What up, y'all? It's Shan. This is Cozy Womb Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 69, Raising My Kids with the Holidays. How do I do it? I don't stress it because these holidays don't determine how I love and how I care for my kids or how I display that. These holidays don't determine what I spend my money on. These holidays don't determine how much I can or I can't give. Don't get caught up in that. Like, these holidays are not real. There is no Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny is made for y'all to spend y'all money on Easter. There is no Santa Claus. I tell my kids straight up, ain't no Santa. It's people that love you and that care for you that are buying these gifts that are wrapped under this tree. Don't get it twisted. There is no Santa Claus. I don't care who you tell, who you share that with, who's offended. There is no Santa Claus. Like, I will not begin the beginning of my children's lives lying to them about something because it sounds nice or it looks nice. There is no Santa Claus, okay? Jesus was not born on December 25th. That is not true. You can look it up in the Bible. Whatever Bible you want to read. You can look it up in the encyclopedia. Whatever encyclopedia you want to look it up, you go to the library, look into another book, and put all your facts together. It was nowhere near December when this man was born. Okay? New Year's, that's a man-made celebration. Who cares? It's a new year. You should have been doing what you were supposed to do next year, this year, but you didn't. Okay? You can have a new year, a new day, any day. That's a choice. What else is not real? I just don't get into it. Halloween, I'm not pressing that, you know, death and all of this on Halloween. Halloween to me and my kids is just, you want to dress up like your favorite character that you see on TV? Dress up like your favorite character that you see on TV. Let's go get this candy and let's go home. That's how I look at Halloween. I don't get into it. I don't get deep into it. Because when you get deep into it, there's a lot of la-la, rah-rah that it don't mean nothing. Like, if you want to be a hateful person, Halloween is not going to make you be a hateful person. Give me a second. If you want to torment people, Halloween is not going to make you torment people. That's a choice. I don't even put dollars under their pillows when the tooth fall out. There is no tooth fairy. Like, when I tell you, anybody that knows me as a mom, I have fun with my kids. Every day I try to do something fun. I try to take them somewhere random where they can have fun. I take them to lots of parks. I found a new park today too. So I'm always looking to introduce new things to them, but I don't get caught up in these holidays. And if you're a parent like me, who's working like from 5 a.m. to whatever time it is, what time is it now? I got home an hour ago. It's 8 something right now. Like, don't stress that. The fact that you got a home, it's clean, it's warm, you got food in your fridge, your kids have clothes on, you have running water, we have light. Like, there's so much more to, you know, be grateful for. There's so much more to talk about. There's so much more to aim for. The fact that I have a new job, I have a new home, I got a new car, like, my kids are safe, they're happy, I have people that love them, to be able to have, period. Like, that's something to be grateful for. To be able to have when I don't have, that's something to be grateful for. Like, these holidays don't mean anything. Thanksgiving doesn't mean anything. You can make all those dishes the day before Thanksgiving and the day after. It doesn't mean anything to me personally as a mother. It's not going to make or break me. Like, I like holidays like Christmas and Thanksgiving, not because of what it represents. I like those holidays because I get to be around people I actually like, people I actually love, people I haven't seen in a while. I get to see kids be happy all in one place. That's why I like those holidays. It has nothing to do about nothing else for me. Because I know what they're pushing in the media, and I know what they're pushing in the stores is not real. Even like Valentine's Day, I've never been a big person about Valentine's Day. I want to say, out of all my years being an adult, I must have celebrated Valentine's Day one time. And it was kind of like a disaster because me and another person was trying to figure out what we're going to do today, the day of, because we really don't celebrate that shit. So, everything's booked up. You can't get no reservation anywhere. Everybody's all over the city. And we just ended up going, finding a recipe in like a book or whatever, going to the grocery store, buying all the ingredients and shit, go home and cooking it together. Period. So, like, don't stress these holidays. It makes no sense. Your kids do not care what's under that tree. At least my kids don't. Now, if your kids are materialistic and they want particular things, because I know the older they get more particular, I feel sorry for you. But my kids right now, they don't care. A new toy is a new toy. New clothes? Oh, I got clothes. I don't care about clothes. But I care that they have clothes. I care that they have warm things. I care that they have things that fit. I care that I have access to be able to buy them what they need. So when people ask me, what do the girls need? They need new pants because they're growing like, I don't know what. Aya's pants got holes in the knees. I don't know what she's doing. Her knees are like Danny Glover. Rough. Okay? I'm just like, dog, what are you doing? Like, I'm not focusing on toys when it comes to my kids. If you want to get my kids something, get them some new books. I donated some old books that they had to the library the other day. Get them some new books. Like, get them something they can use. Get Anya some workbooks. She loves to do work. She loves to write. She loves to color. She loves to do numbers. We just did some math today because her pre-K doesn't give her homework, which I hate. Like, I spend enough money with y'all to actually work with her, give her work to do, and send her home with work to do. They don't do none of that, but they're gladly taking money every week. So it's just, choose your reasons on why you do what you do for your kids because you want to. Don't let the stores dictate where you spend your money. Don't get caught up in the fact that they got toys as soon as you get into the store right now at Walmart. Don't get caught up in the fact that, yes, okay, give me a second. Don't get caught up in that. It's not that serious. That is all I'm saying. Focus. Save your money. Buy the things you need. These kids don't care about wants at 5 and 1 year old. Like, they don't care. You can wrap some paper with wrapping paper and they don't care. I got something to draw on. That kind of stuff. Like, come on. Be a smarter parent and don't stress the toys. Don't stress how many presents is there. Because you know what? What I do when I buy them presents and stuff, especially toys, I recycle. When they sleep, I go in their rooms and I take out things that they haven't played with in a long time. And I either donate it or trash it. I'm not about to have a house full of toys. Okay? I love getting rid of toys. Try me. Anyway, I gotta go get her some juice. It's the second time she asks. And she's not about to spill this juice on my floor because I really like this strawberry lemonade juice. I get from Publix. It's very expensive, but it's delicious. Bye!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.